The president's son has pleaded not guilty to failing to pay $1.4 million in taxes between 2016 and 2019, while he spent millions of dollars on drugs, escorts and cars. His lawyers say he paid back the money in full. They're challenging the charges in a Los Angeles court, arguing that he was specifically targeted as a response to Republican criticism alleging he'd been treated leniently. The special counsel who brought the case has said that the Biden administration's Justice Department would not act at the direction of Republican lawmakers. Kate Fisher, Washington.